Welcome back, everyone, to Working Title here on CGLO 1690 AM. We just listened to a lovely little ad break. Thank you for listening to that and sticking with us. But Cleo, please continue about Anish Kapoor and this pigment and his rivalry with Stephen. Did I already forget his name again?
Stuart
Semple. SS. There you go.
Yes, exactly.
All right.
So we get to 2014. Anish Kapoor, Bean Man himself, begins working with Vanta Black. And Vanta Black is a substance that is thought to be one of the least reflective substances known to man.
I've heard of this.
I feel like when it came out, people were very
impressed
by it. And to look at it even over like a YouTube video or something,
it looks like Photoshop. Black. Yeah, it's like I've seen, yeah. That's actually wild. Okay.
Yeah. So it's unbelievable. You can look it up.
Seriously. Anyone who's listening right now, look it up. It looks uncanny. It looks like Photoshop, but it's like real.
Yeah. There's also a great, I don't know if it's Vice or whatever YouTube channel, but there's a pretty great breakdown of it. But basically,
it's
developed by Surrey Nanosystems in the UK. And it absorbs up to 99.965% of visible light. So it's, the name is a portmanteau of the acronym VANTA, which stands for vertically aligned nanotube arrays. And of course the color black. So it's composed of what they describe as a forest of vertical tubes grown on a substrate using a modified chemical vapor deposition process. So basically, when light strikes Vanta Black, instead of bouncing off, it becomes trapped in this sort of cycle and it's continually deflected amongst these tubes and it eventually is absorbed and dissipates into heat.
Wow, that's actually so wild.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It is insane.
Like to think about light being trapped and then just kind of like fizzling itself out.
It just like disappears basically.
It has to go somewhere, but like that's wild.
Dissipates into heat. Insane. It's like a sprayable paint. And it has, you know, high absorption in the visible light band. It's also called the blackest black, and it's the sort of stems of carbon are 300 times as tall as they are wide, so that all of that light gets trapped in the network of stems. So it was originally being developed for scientific and military use because of the masking ability it has. It has the potential to hide aircrafts and block out all light from entering really powerful telescopes, enabling people to see the faintest stars and things like that. So it's revolutionary. It's so cool. It has so many uses. It's awesome. It's just like really fascinating to look at it. It has so much.
Yeah, no, like literally looking at it, you just like are staring at it being like, this can't be real. But then you watch a video of someone with like a paintbrush and then like paint the Vanta Black on something. And it's like, it literally looks fake because you can't process what it looks like almost. You know, it's crazy.
It's so crazy. And it has very specific, NASA had previously developed a similar substance that was grown at 750 degrees Celsius. So it required materials to be a lot more heat resistant. And darker materials are possible than Vanta Black. In 2019, MIT engineers developed a material that reflects a tenth of the amount of light that Vanta Black reflects, which is impossible for me to even begin to imagine how dark.
Right, exactly.
It's just insane. And then you think about, you're like, how is space so incredibly dark? But yeah, so
it has
very specific conditions that it needs to be sort of created under a temperature of 100 to 280 degrees Celsius, like a vacuum post-processing. All this crazy stuff. So it wasn't originally created for artistic use. However, there have been a few. BMW X6 was a I can't remember the word.
Like what a type of car?
A model of a car.
Yeah, exactly. That used Vanta Black or came in Vanta Black.
Yeah, they used at a Frankfurt Motor Show in 2019. Uh-huh. They used Vanta Black. They never created a car with it. And there was like a Swiss watch manufacturer that have used it in their watches, and some French musician used it as part of like his stage decoration during Coachella in 2019. So it got really popular when it was released.
The BMW is the first thing that autofills when you Google Vanta Black.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, but it's cool. It's like they got the lights all blue and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, it really is. It's like the possibility of having something that's almost invisible into like a, yeah.
Well, it's like, it reminds me, like the US military, I think also developed like, I mean, the only way I can describe it is like, it's like an invisibility cloak.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like a material that like, it's the opposite of Vanta Black. Like it reflects so much that it looks like invisible.
Yeah, you know? Just can't see. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's wild that they literally developed like both technologies, you know.
It's crazy. Science is insane. I think about stuff that as a kid, I feel like it's just like, wow, that's so cool. And then someone just actually made it.
Well, that's it. Like, well, science is so cool. I mean, like, you know, I'm going to quote Ricky Gervais that I actually saw this morning. It was like a crazy quote, but he was talking about like religion and like atheism actually. But he was saying like, you know, if we took all the religious texts and all the Bible and, you know, and everything like that and literally burned them and like, you know, thousands of years later or whatever, like those stories like would not be the same if they were told again, right?
Yeah.
But he was saying if we took all the science textbooks and everything like that it's based like in a lot like physics and law and all that stuff and you burned that, those stories would still come out the same way when somebody figured out how to, you know, how to understand it, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, like that's actually kind of, I mean, that's the argument for science, right? Like, you know, it's like, but yeah, like it's absolutely wild.
Ricky Gervais.
I know, right? Ricky Gervais is everyone's favorite, but I actually like him. I actually do. I think he's, you know, granted he says a lot of things that people don't like, but I think he, you know, he stands by his opinion and I respect that.
Yeah, really. I always confuse him and like that other guy that's like a judge on
Simon Cowell.
The other one on like like Britain's Got Talent.
Piers Morgan is like, oh man, I feel like if you ever told Ricky Gervais that he reminded you of Piers Morgan, he would actually get upset. I don't think anyone wants to be compared to Piers Morgan.
That's fair. I just feel like the same. I don't know.
That's actually so funny.
They're just like opinionated British men. My brother really likes Ricky Gervais. Like I'm sure he's got more going for him than Piers Morgan.
Exactly. Man. That's so funny though. But yeah, so they developed Vanta Black, this company. And did Anish start using it or?
So they developed Vanta Black. And Anish Kapoor, it becomes exclusively licensed to Anish Kapoor's studio for artistic use.
Oh wow! From the company that makes it in Britain.
He just has full right. Like no one else has a right to use this material for artistic use. Which keep
feels
in mind,
so wild that you can copyright something like
that. I know it's crazy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's crazy.
It's like nobody's allowed to sculpt marble but me.
Yeah, exactly. It's like I am Michelangelo and I'm best, so no one else shall use marble ever. And it's
literally.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is basically why people were upset about it. And keep in mind, it wasn't created for artistic use. Like, it really doesn't have that many applications in an artistic
sense. Yeah, other than like, just being like, you know, the blackest matte you've ever had.
Yeah, right? Exactly. You know? Like it's a very stark color, but other than that, you have to be very creative in ways that you use it, and it has to be kept at and created at such a specific temperature that it's kind of difficult, like unless you have a very high budget to use it.
Yeah.
But you know, basically, like he keeps it for himself. his statement behind why he did it doesn't really make any sense to me.
Like, yeah.
Why exclusive? Because it's a collaboration, because I am wanting to push them to a certain use for it. I've collaborated with people who make things out of stainless steel for years, and that's exclusive. And it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
There's no reasoning.
It's like he had me in the first half, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
But then the second
nonsense.
Nonsense, yeah. That's wild. Well, yeah. Before we go any further, I'm going to jump in with our two songs that we have queued up. We got Helpless by Buffy St. Marie, which if I may have mentioned before the ad break, I was lying. I was messed up on our playlist. So the songs are happening now. But yeah, we're going to play Helpless by Buffy St. Marie, which you said is a cover, and she's an Indigenous woman, right?
Yes, she is a Canadian American Indigenous artist, and that's a young awesome. Cover, and it's a great cover.
Awesome.
The second one is a Dylan cover, and it's Baby, I'm in the Mood for You by Odetta.
Cool. Well, I'm very excited to play those. And so here it is right now, Helpless by Buffy St. Marie and Baby, I'm in the Mood for You by Odetta. So don't touch that dial, you're sitting here on Working Title.
Highway road, then again, against the wall. Sometimes I'm in the mood, I wanna live in a pony stall. Sometimes I'm in the mood, I don't wanna do nothing at all. Then again, then again, then again, then again, this whole day I'm in a mood for you.
Welcome back, everyone. That was just Helpless by Buffy St. Marie and Baby, I'm in the Mood for You by Odetta. And so Cleo, yeah, so he was talking nonsense about this exclusivity, which it's still, like, I'm sitting here thinking about it. Like, I can't imagine somebody literally doing something like that. Like, nobody's allowed to use acrylic paint. Like, sorry, but I'm the guy. Like,
it's, I feel like it, like, stems from, I am afraid that I am not original enough, therefore no one else can use this medium. Like, yeah. I don't know. It just seems very...
Yeah. Like I see his, like, whole idea about, like, pushing innovation, and, like, maybe he's trying to be like, oh, you know, I'm trying to make it so artists actually use this stuff. But at the same time, it seems like, I mean, I don't know, maybe you're getting to what he's done with it, but, like, it's like, what did he do with it that really makes it, you know, him pushing this innovation the way he said, well, right?
Like, if you look, like, there's nothing on his Wikipedia about like, what he made with Vanta Black. Yeah. Like, maybe I just didn't find it when I was looking because I didn't research that much, but doesn't seem like it was anything like, this controversy is what came out of it more than I think.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what all I see. Like, on the internet, it's like, why everyone's mad at Anish Kapoor, the Vanta Black controversy. Like, wow.
Yeah, because a lot of people spoke out or just like, why? Like, it just seems,
Oh, I didn't need to stop reading. I think I'm getting to spoilers for your story. Yeah. Go on. Okay.
So Vanta Black, he licensed himself specifically Vanta Black. No one else can use it. So Stuart Semple comes along and he's like, you know what? F that. He develops a pigment called the pinkest pink.
Of course.
And it is unbelievably hot pink. It is someone sucked the essence from a pink highlighter and put it into a paint. It's so pink. And specifically made it available to everyone except Anish Kapoor.
That's actually really funny.
It's hilarious. And anyone affiliated with him. And when you buy the pigment, which is called pink, P-I-N-K, you are required to make a legal declaration
that you will not give it to him or anyone who works with him,
confirming that you, quote, are not Anish Kapoor, are in no way affiliated to Anish Kapoor. You are not purchasing this item on behalf of Anish Kapoor or an associate of Anish Kapoor. To the best of your knowledge, information, and belief, this paint will not make its way into the hands of Anish Kapoor.
That is, like, I feel like that's British spite to
it's
so you know, like, it's...
It's so funny.
My God.
I love it. I love it so much.
Like, the fact that, was it Stewart? Right?
Mm-hmm.
The fact that he literally went through all the trouble to have probably like some scientist develop this pigment, you know, hired a company to produce the pigment, hired multiple companies to do marketing and make a lawyer to write that legal document. You know, it's like he went through all of these lengths just so he can say, you cannot use this, Anish Kapoor.
Literally, yeah.
Like, that's awesome. Oh, and my God.
He made it very, like, accessible. Like, it's, you can still buy it online. It's like $8 for
a
cup of tea.
Yeah.
Really, like, people can get it very easily. But anyway, so December of 2016, this is like 2 years after Vanta Black. So this is hot on the trails.
Yeah.
Anish Kapoor has managed to acquire pink. And so on his Instagram account, he posts a photo showing his middle finger dipped in the paint with the caption,
"Oh my God,
up yours, hashtag pink."
So I see this picture, but now that I know it's him, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's so fun. Like, and so Stuart Semple responded by describing him as some kind of end game super baddie who should be old enough to know better.
Yeah.
And this writer for The Independent, Royson O'Connor, called it one of the most spectacular displays of pettiness. Quote, there are two grown men fighting over who gets to use the pretty colors.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's incredible.
It's hilarious.
Oh my God. That's awesome. Because I saw that picture, right, of someone like dipping it. I didn't even notice that was a middle finger until I actually looked at it. You know?
I know.
Oh, someone's like testing out the
It's just so funny to think about like fully grown, rich artists like, at this point who are like have established catalogs of work who are having exhibit and like he's like, oh, you're gonna tell me I can't get your pink, I'm gonna get your pink, and then he's like, F you, I got it
and it's just like, oh my God, I wonder, oh my God, that's so funny.
Like, you can't have it, but I got it anyway. Like, it's so childish. It's so funny.
It's so funny. Oh my God. Well,
yeah.
Well, to break up this childish pettiness, we got another song for you by Feist, which is called Inside and Out. I like Feist.
Classic.
Feist is great.
I love Feist.
Yeah. They're awesome.
Yeah, I realize I hadn't played enough of her music on here. I have this album on CD and I've had it for like years and years. Yeah, it's a classic. I love it.
Perfect. Well, we're going to hit you guys with that before we get to some more pink pettiness, it sounds like. We'll be right back here on CGLO 6090 AM. You're listening to Working Title.
Leave me crying in the rain. Love you forever.
up and take me home again. Too many heartaches in my lifetime ain't good for me. You figure it's the love that keeps you warm. Let this moment be forever. We won't ever feel the storm. I ain't no vision, I'm the girl who loves you.
Welcome back, everyone, to Working Title here on CGLO 1690 AM. So, Cleo, finish up this pettiness. What happened after? Like, I'm assuming this was recently that Anish Kapoor actually got his hands on Pink. Like, that's what I want to know. Like, how long was it out before he got his hands on it? Right.
The Pink was out about, I think, a year. Maybe half a year. Like, it didn't take long, honestly. And I can't remember. I was reading a little bit on how they figured it out.
Well, somebody breached their contract is what I'm
Someone breached the contract. Somebody lied on that online declaration.
So. Yeah.
But then the following so that was in December of 2016 when he posted the photo. And then on February of 2017, Stuart Semple hit back at Kapoor with the release of his own version of Vanta Black, which was dubbed Better Black.
Oh yeah.
So it's not as dark as Vanta Black. Obviously that's like just impossible to create without those circumstances.
Without the actual,
environment and equipment and everything. And he admits that it's not perfect, but he says that it's better because it is affordable and available to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And so it comes as a pigment and an acrylic super base, which when combined replicate the light absorbing technology of Vanta Black. And then he also released Black 2.0 on the 30th of March in 2017. Mm-hmm. And then since then, his Culture Hustle, which is like his website company sort of, has released Black 3.0. So they're all just improvements on the initial Better Black, and they all had the same forbiddance to Kapoor. He was kept from using them all, and they were all, affordable and accessible to people.
Yeah.
And he also created something called Diamond Dust, which is described as the world's most glittery glitter.
Oh, I love that that's just become his shtick now. He's like, I'm going to make the world's most blank.
Yeah, exactly. And I believe it's made out of tiny like glass. And it's, I think it's named after, like, there's diamond dust itself is like a ground level cloud composed of tiny ice crystals. It's like a meteorological phenomenon or whatever. So I think that's where they got
the name.
But yeah, I think it's made out of like ground up glass somehow.
They must have to sand it, because I heard like, because I've heard of that stuff before, but it's like ground up glass can be super super uncomfortable and still sharp just on like a microscopic level, which is what's so insane. So I wonder like how they kind of went around that, like how they were able to make it so it's like so fine that it doesn't, hurt.
Tiny flakes of glass, and they just like reflect the light in a very different way, and most glitters made from plastic. But yeah, all of these things are still available. Diamond dust is $18 tax included. Pink is pink is $8 tax included. You can still buy them all, and they all still say they're not available to Anish Kapoor.
I'm saying, like, I see the black 2.0 and it's saying like it's, you know, it's like a $12 for 100 milliliters. And what's so funny is like, I'm looking at, it's like a picture. It's like a side-by-side chart of all the stuff. And it's like, you know, telling you about applications. You know, apparently there's a size limit to Vanta Black. It says objects up to 1 meter. I don't know what that's about. Maybe it's just because it's so expensive that they don't do anything bigger than that right now.
Yeah, maybe they can't like create the structure on a big enough scale to cover something.
But what's so funny is down at the bottom of this, it says for the usage for Black 2.0, it's like self-expression and creativity. And the usage for Vanta Black says luxury goods, imaging technology, engineering, Anish Kapoor art.
Wow. And Stuart Semple had come out later and said, he was like, you know, I didn't really expect this to get as much attention as it did. I sort of did it more as like a
personal spite.
Like a personal spite, just like a stunt, like a fun performance thing. And then it really blew up because people were pissed off about Anish Kapoor being greedy and like not gatekeeping wanting to share the wealth. Gatekeeping Vanta Black. People are I think a little more speculative now about, like, because he received like so much hate at the time, which maybe wasn't as warranted.
But I can imagine
it's entertaining as hell.
It's hilarious. It's not like he did anything bad. It's just he's setting a dangerous precedent for someone to be like, well, that, you know, material, I'm the only one who can do paper mache. You can't. Like, I'm trying to think, like, I feel like anytime someone's tried to patent art, you know, or something that isn't like a specific, like, this is Anish Kapoor's style, you know?
Yeah.
That to me is like the only thing I've seen, like, I feel like copywritten in art that sticks, you know? Like this, or like a logo, right? Or like a, you know, a character like Mickey Mouse or whatever. But like, in terms of like material, I've heard of like someone's process being patented, but never the material, you know? Like if he did something with Vanta Black that nobody else did, sure. The Anish Kapoor technique for how you use Vanta Black, fine. That makes sense to me. But if you're just patenting your use of the material, like that it rubs me really the wrong way, you know? But yeah, I wouldn't like hate the guy for that. I would just kind of be like, you're being a dick.
Yeah, but I still think that all the Facebook events making fun of him, hey, like they're just like covered in pink is pink, like covered in Vanta Black, and then pour paint thinner on it, and then clean it with Windex, and like
stand by right, bean like paint like, the bean. Was it the pinkest pink? Like like that's not gonna do anything except piss off people from Chicago. I don't think Anish Kapoor really cares about the bean. Like you said, he hates the bean.
Yeah, well, he hates it being called
the bean. Well, it's the bean, sorry.
You know? It reminds me kind of like of the NFTs, like the non-fungible tokens, just the idea of something being like exclusive and unique, and that being the thing that makes it so exciting. Like, I don't really understand how they work fully, but
yeah.
Do you know what those are?
No. NFTs. Oh, NFTs? No, yeah, the NFTs are so weird. Like, because it's like, I understand the concept of the NFT, you know, and I think it's interesting. Like, here is the digital original, right? Like, let's say I'm, you know, an artist, like a, let's say I'm Trent Reznor. I'm Nine Inch Nails, okay? Just imagine that for a second, right? One man show. I made in my own house my whole new album. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I release the album. It then gets downloaded. You know, I send it, you know, my download to my, you know, I guess record company, my record label, and then they distribute it. Right. Mm-hmm. And they make their own copy. They distribute it, whatever. But I, Trent Reznor, still have the file that I used in, you know, like, I don't know, Audition. Mm-hmm. Not that anyone I feel like would be using Audition for music software, but you know, but like
works.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like I understand the concept of like, no, this is the file that Trent Reznor saved on his computer when he was working on, you know, like this song. Yeah. Right. You know, right, is Man in the Box Nine Inch Nails? I was gonna say Man in the Box, but I was like, wait, I wasn't even sure if that was it's Alice in Chains.
Yeah.
See, that's why I was like, I was gonna say that, glad I didn't. But yeah, like, it's like, you know what I mean, it's like I understand it from that perspective. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, it quickly just became like, oh, I'm just gonna NFT anything.
Yeah,
you know. But it's like, I understand in a digital age having a mark, like a maker's mark almost, that like, hey, this is an original, like, mm-hmm. even if it's an audio piece or like whatever, like that part of NFTs is cool to me. Like, this is the original save of that thing that's going to now get copied and distributed, you know. Mm-hmm. but again, it's not being treated that way, and that's what I think it should be, you know.
Yeah It just seems so outlandish when someone's like, oh, this piece of digital real estate sold for, you know, $2 billion or six, whatever,
like, just exactly.
Massive amounts of money.
Yeah, like it's really interesting to see like what's gonna go on, you know.
Yeah.
Like, as our world moves more digital, like I always just think, like, you know, like, have you ever seen the movie In Time? I know, it's really weird. It's like a weird Justin Timberlake movie. but the concept I thought was cool, where it's like, it's like everyone, it's really sci-fi, but it was like everything is basically digital, and how people like pay for stuff is like their time.
Okay.
Like their time, like left, and like they're, and the only thing that matters is like how long someone's around anymore. Like none of the, like nothing, like all material possession is basically worthless if you're not around to use it, right? Okay. And so it's like weird. It's like they do a whole like bank heist for like more time, you know. And like everyone has like a wrist, like it's like, I can't remember
if,
like, yeah, like everyone has like a tattoo that's literally like a digital clock.
Oh, okay.
You know, yeah. And I don't know, like, for whatever reason, NFTs make me think of like that future.
Yeah.
You know, like,
oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's from
the stint where like Justin Timberlake was like in movies for like a hot minute. Like when he was like, he was doing movies with like Mila Kunis all the time.
Friends
with Benefits. Like, it literally was like around the same time, like was when that movie came out, In Time.
I just always picture his personality as the character that he plays in The Social Network.
You know what? It's funny. I never saw The Social Network. I never cared enough. You know,
it's a good movie. I mean,
I can
past the cultural time where it was maybe as exciting, but
that's what I'm saying. Good. Like, I feel like I missed the window on it, right? And that's why I like never went and saw it, because it's like I already know, you know, like I guess. Zuckerberg, you know, and like all the shady did. Oops. But yeah.
Don't swear. But yeah. Yeah,
exactly.
He, but Justin Timberlake just plays a really gross character in it. And he does a great job at it. Is it Justin Timberlake? I'm pretty sure it's Justin Timberlake.
It's like it's Jesse Eisenberg and then it's Justin Timberlake in it. I didn't know he was in it.
Yeah, I thought he was. Oh my God. Am I thinking of the wrong person?
Can you imagine? Hold on, let's see. Justin Timberlake. You can hear me typing, guys. Let's see.
Hey, it's research.
Yeah, it is. Oh, no, he's in it. He comes up.
He is. Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
Thank God. It's freaking out for a minute there. Yeah.
Well.
I like his ramen noodle hair and little specks.
Exactly. Ramen noodle hair is the perfect way to describe his hair. That's so funny. But on that note, sorry, Justin Timberlake. We're going to hit you guys with another ad break. Before, I know, we went a little off topic. I mean, that was awesome. Like, you know, the whole, and like pettiness to the nines. And I love it. That whole story.
Exactly.
The prettiest pink. And now I know what it is. That's awesome. Cause I've heard the term before, or the pinkest pink.
Pettiest pink.
Yeah. But that's really funny. So we're going to hit you guys with an ad break. You're listening to a working title here on CGLO 1690 AM. After the ad break, we're going to come for our quick little sign off. And then we're going to hit you guys with our last two songs for the show. So thanks so much for tuning in, but stick around for some nice music to send you into the weekend.